but it's down to Cologne Ranger and Jeremy's Jet. Which of these will take the lion's share of $1 million? Jeremy's Jet on the inside, dead game, captures the metro.
Moving pictures from the backfield is coming on. Moving pictures on the far outside, reaches up for Mark McDonald to win the Breeders' Crown open mare pace. It is moving pictures with a 9-1 stutter and 131.
Tying up on the end of it, trying to reach Mystical Sunshine. And it's Peaceful Way with her brilliant winning way to capture the Armbrough
Plate. The Grey Horse has done it again. The Grey Gladiator, the Gladiator Gris, l'a fait encore une fois. Une 74e victoire en carrière.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Hi, everybody. Norm Borg from the head office at Rideau-Carlton Raceway, where we are getting set for the Des Smith Classic coming up on June 28th. Lots of stuff happening in the meantime. The term continuing education and harness racing, at least among the rank and file, aren't necessarily two phrases that go hand in hand. However, the University of Guelph is reaching out, and they've come up with a program that you're going to want to take notice of. It's called Groom One. We'll talk to the senior manager of Equine Guelph, Gail Ecker, when we come back on Trot Radio.
August 20th through 23rd, Sarnia will come alive with the first ever edition of Adrenaline, an event that will combine world-class horse racing and entertainment. Sunday is Family Day, and Adrenaline has an amazing show with the famous McCann Dog Show. Enjoy a pizza lunch with the racing mascot Willie Wynn and friends, the Giddy Up and Gallop Walk and Fun Run, and an educational trip through the world of horses with Equimania. Adrenaline's so much more than racing. Purchase a Family Pass online by July 1st for only $24. Go to AdrenalineFest.ca.
Welcome back to Trot Radio. Gail Ecker is the senior manager of Equine Guelph, which, of course, is the educational arm of the university that deals, as the name suggests, with all things equine, I guess. Right, Gail?
Yes, all things equine at the University of Guelph in partnership with the industry.
Now, that's an interesting statement you just made, because in partnership with the industry, you've developed a program of continuing education called Groom One. Tell us about it.
Well, it has, in fact, been developed with the partnership within the industry. The Ontario Harness Horse Association is a very much valued partner of Equine Guelph, and they have been bringing money to the table to help develop the educational and training opportunities for the industry. So Groom One was created for people wanting to get into the racing industry, and we had a lot of industry input into the development of that program, and it was developed as a result of a survey that we did with the industry.
I remember that survey not too long ago. What sort of questions were you asking of the prospective students?
We were asking what they wanted covered, what things they thought were important to be included in the curriculum, which we've addressed. And then also we asked them in what format they wanted it offered. And that's where we got some very interesting answers, because a lot of people have a hard time getting to class, you know, at a specific night or at a specific time, and often geographical restrictions would keep them from getting there.
Now, let's say, for example, I know that there is going to be a hands-on component, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, here I am in Ottawa. If I wanted to take the program, could I go to the Kempville campus and have a hands-on there?
Ultimately, that's what we're trying to do. The course is set up so it has a four-phase program to it. So phase one is an orientation, and that's a two-day orientation where we start right at ground level and work up with safe handling and learning about the basics of the horse. And that's a program that's been designed so that we can take it into different areas. So Kempville, since that's part of the University of Guelph, is definitely a location for that. We've also taken it out to training facilities, other stables, and to the racetracks, and offered the two-day orientation over the last 2 years at different locations.
Now, credit has to go to OHA on this, because they really have created a far-reaching program, starting with the youth camps and then progressing to this particular program of Groom One.
Mm-hmm, that's correct. OHA has been a partner with us, and OHA and HBPA helped get funding ready for our Equimania program, which we link with the OHA program when possible. And yeah, they've been a leader in pushing youth education, and Groom One is the extension of that. And any of the kids that go through the youth camp have the opportunity to continue learning about the racing industry by taking the Groom One certificate.
Now, I want to put this in as delicate
a term as possible. When I was a kid, all I wanted to do was work around horses. You can imagine my mother's reaction when I said, I want to be a groom. Wasn't the warmest reaction. what kind of student are you hoping to recruit?
People who love horses. And we want to help promote opportunities for them to learn and be trained in safe horse care. And hopefully these are people that will love the industry and will stay in the industry. And we'd like to give them that ladder so that they can get into the industry and start learning about horses. And we're very much in support of lifetime learning. I don't think anybody, no matter how long you've been in the industry, there's always something new to learn.
Is there a minimum education requirement you're looking for?
Not for the Groom One. It's age limit of 16 years of age and up.
All right. So we've covered what the program entails. How do the prospective students enroll?
Well, we actually have the online version of it coming up. That's phase three of the program. But people who are in the industry, who've had experience with the basic handling, can actually get started into the certificate program by enrolling into the online course. And that starts June 22nd. And they can visit www.equineguelph.ca and click on the education link, and that will give them all the information they need to get started with the Groom One online program.
The program is called Groom One. It is the first year put on by Equine Guelph and in conjunction with OHA. Gail Ecker is the senior manager of Equine Guelph. Good luck with this, Gail.
Oh, thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity to let your listeners know all about this program.
Thanks for being on Trot Radio.
Okay, thank you.
And that wraps it up for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada, technical producer Chris Knowles, and brought to you by Board Communications.